Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Grandma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to second. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thompson. Grammas reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Long reaches second base with a double. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Long tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neiman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolger hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grammas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Neiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bolger. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Robinson. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Long moves to third. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Long scores. Niemann moves to third. Taylor moves to second. It's Cubs, 2, Reds, 2. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Taylor scores. Dark moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Dark scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Cubs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. Hobby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hobby. Schmidt moves to third. Temple moves to second. Bill Henry now pitching. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant pinch hits for Gus Bell. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schmidt scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing left field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gramas is called out on strikes. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Cubs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolger strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Long takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Neiman hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fridley pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to second. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wisenant hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Brooks Lawrence now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor bunts towards third. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Bailey and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Dotterer pinch hits for Dee Fondi. Dutch Dotterer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dotterer hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.